Hello everyone, welcome to Planet Sheila Majid Podcast. My name is John Ong. I'm one of the co-founders of Planet Sheila Majid Fan Club, an unofficial Sheila Majid fan club that meets every single Sunday night at 10 p.m. For 2 hours, we would play Sheila's music and the fans would get together and hang out and have a blast. Because we always have such a great time when we get together every Sunday evening, we thought we would compile and collect all the fun highlights and memorable moments from our gatherings and put them in different episodes in the form of a podcast. Now, we hope you enjoy this episode. Look around, Sheila's here.
Hello, Sheila.
You were telling the
Hi,
story.
Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hey,
oh
Sheila!
Hi, can you hear me?
OMG.
Yes, Sheila, we can hear you. Finally, Sheila is here.
Oh my god.
If you haven't shared the room, you should share the room right now, okay?
Okay, calm down, pink sand, okay.
Okay, welcome, Sheila.
Welcome, Sheila,
so,
to the room.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. I mean, you know, I heard about it, and this is the first anniversary of the clubhouse. I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm sorry I haven't been able to join because it's on Saturday night, and Saturday nights are nights that I work. So, in fact, I was told about this, but right now I am on an island and the Wi-Fi is not really that great, but I thought I'll just join you guys for a while just to show you how much I appreciate you guys appreciating me. Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much, Sheila.
We can hear you fine.
No, thank you.
So how have you guys been?
Oh my gosh, we've been perfect right now. It's perfect.
Yes, thank you for coming, Sheila.
Well, you know, it's been a long time since we've seen each other.
One year, exactly. Right? 1 year, we started this room and we were hoping to have you here in the room. No, the last 364 days. And finally, you are here.
So, I guess this MCO is a blessing because you all created this, you know, clubhouse group where you all can share and discuss about, you know, how you actually enjoy the work that, you know, people like me are doing, like Jenny and Mac and all those that have been involved. And in fact, actually, the bottom line is you guys. Because without you, I'm nothing. So I really appreciate your, you know, support about this year. So,
I'm going to cry.
Thank you, Sheila. And thank you for the music, for the songs that you're saying.
Thank you. We all grew up with your songs, Sheila. Like, you know, I was standard four.
We have a picture of Gina with you as she was like a young little child.
Oh, yeah. I was
is it 12 10. Years old or 10?
I was 10 old. Or 11, yeah.
Sheila, I need to tell this. John here has been running the room for the past 1 year, you know, playing your songs and for us to enjoy and sometimes sings your song too. I just need to tell something that John Ong here stole one of your poster.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he mentioned many times already.
Yeah, John Ong stole one of your poster many, many years ago.
Okay, so it was at Kompa.
From Sheila concert.
It was a Legenda concert.
In Penang.
At Kompa in Penang. And it's in that dome auditorium. Mm-hmm. And I remember going into your concert and I enjoyed it, obviously. Had a blast. And on the way out, I can see all the Legenda posters just posted all along the side. And I was like, well, nobody will know if I just like take one and go home with it. And of course, I have to pick one that's inside a glass cabinet. So it's not touched. So I stole that. I mean, I not stole it. I just like helped them take down the decoration and I took it home.
If you ask me, I don't call that stealing because the concert is done. If you had taken all 10 or 20 posters, you would have been fine.
See, I should have done that.
So erase that word steal. You didn't steal it.
I was just kidding.
I got it from Sheila.
Okay. Next concert, I'm going to take all.
Joey.
Yeah,
Joey and I will be busy in taking down. You don't have to hire a crew. Joey and I will take care of all the posters.
Hey, that's a good idea, and then we can start distributing here in the to all the fans here in the clubhouse.
No, you've been meeting every week, all of you.
Most of us, yeah. Some of us come back week after week. I started this room. Everybody got together, and that's how I met Gina and Joey and many people on stage here. And I just, you know, continue doing this for the past year, and it's been magical. And I've been telling people the spirit of this room is like second best to going to your concert. It's the music that got us together, and the spirit that you instill in your music and your persona and your how you live your life. It's been inspirational for us to just get together. It's like, oh, sometimes we have, you know, 10 people, sometimes we have 20 people, sometimes we have 69 people like right now. So, but it doesn't matter. For us, it's the music. We get to play and we get to hang out together and discuss music. So thank you so much for doing that. Secretly, I know we've had some connection, like William. William told you about this room when we first started playing. William, the scuba diver that's above you right now.
Yeah.
We've been doing this, and somehow in the back of my head, I've always thought that on anniversary day, you might show up and you made our dream my dream come true.
Thank you
so much.
No, I felt that I had to come in, even though for a short while, even though the Wi-Fi here is not that good, but it's just to show you how I appreciate all of you for supporting my career. And I'm so glad that my music has somehow brought comfort to you all, especially the ones that live overseas. When they are homesick, they listen to my music. Yes. And you know what? The best part is this room. Has actually sort of created some sort of bond. You've created some sort of bond with each other, and your the only thing that actually brings you together is my music, and I think that's just wonderful. Thank you, guys.
Goosebumps.
I really
I'm having
love
goosebumps.
You. Thank you, Sheila.
We love you too, Sheila.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, goosebumps.
Can't really stay long because you know the Wi-Fi is very very it's not stable, but I'm glad I got to come in to speak to all of you and to show you my appreciation. And hopefully when this pandemic has already eased, hopefully we can stage one concert, you know, a big one.
Yes,
and I
yes,
get
to yes. Amen to that.
We will come back for yes. that.
I'm in America, Sheila, and I'm coming back in September.
Are you hinting that she should have a concert this coming September?
Just for me?
I'm not so sure whether they are going to ease, you know. Yeah.
That soon, right?
I mean, right now, I'm already performing. I'm doing corporate shows and private shows, but not public yet. But I hope that soon, you know, we will be able to do one. Especially for all of you, you know? It'd be nice to meet up with all of you again. Yay. And sing the same old songs. Don't you get bored?
No.
Ever.
I'll be bored, man.
Sheila, every time I hear your voice, it's like falling in love over and
that's
over
true.
Again.
That's
so
true, probably.
They will never be bored. Oh. Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
I'm more worried about Sheila's safety if John come back for the
hey,
concert.
Don't. Sheila said
because
it's not
John
stealing.
Because John might
it's
not steal the poster. John might steal away Sheila's whole thing from stage.
Actually, you know what you should do, John?
Yeah.
When you come back, you know, you should arrange to meet up, if you know, with all whoever that's in this room.
Oh my god.
I may just come by and meet
yes,
all
please.
Of you.
Yes, please. Oh my god.
A live session of everything Sheila Magic. We're gonna play music. Yes, Sheila, I will take that upon myself. I bought my tickets to Malaysia.
John, you wanna give her the dates now?
Hey, oh. I will arrange my
plan. So she can block a calendar for you.
I will change the date based on, as long as I'm in Malaysia, I will arrange the date for you. So I will keep in touch. I think I have enough connection. I know William. I know Jenny. So we'll try to get in touch with your people. Your people will talk to my people. I'm just kidding. We will make that happen, right, Sheila. It all will right. be so
Sounds
beautiful
like,
to have a live
sounds
session.
Sounds like a plan.
Sheila, before you go, I just want to ask you a very quick question. Should we be expecting or be hopeful for some new music coming from you in the future, distant or far?
Well, for now, because everything is so uncertain, I dare not promise you anything yet, you know, because as you can see right now, you know, with the pandemic and then people are very reluctant to spend money, especially with like music, you know, if they know they cannot get their investments back. If you know, in fact, you know, my Boneka album, the latest album, it was financed by the fans. It was not under any label.
We should do it again.
Yes. If you look in the cover and there's at the credits, you know, and I say special thanks to there's four companies there. Now, the owner of all these companies, the individual companies, they are all fans. And you see, the thing was the fans wanted new material from me. I'm not signed up with any label. And for me to come up with new music, I would have to actually fork out my own money. And I know for a fact, right, with the digital world, somehow or other, bringing out music, we will never get our investments back simply because people download for free and things like that. They don't buy CDs anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because the fans wanted new material so much, they were willing to pay for it. They financed it without even expecting anything back. So that was how Boneka was born.
Wow.
Financed by
wow.
the fans.
Wow.
I mean, I have the best fans in the world.
Yes, you do.
Yay! Yes.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
So therefore, for me to come up with a new album, perhaps not an album, but perhaps a single, that will be more workable, you know?
Yes.
One song than doing 10 songs. Yeah.
John, I heard.
So maybe.
Go ahead, Sheila, your thing. Yeah, your thing. Go ahead.
No, a single. Yeah, so perhaps a single, maybe not an album, not yet.
Yeah,
But anyway, even if I do a new album, you all still want to hear the same old senarat. So, just sing the old songs.
No. I just wanted to say, John, I think USD is very strong now, right? Three, right?
Wait, I should be funding it myself.
Just sell a few NFTs.
John, I think we can work on that. We can work on that. We can talk about it. A single, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. A single. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Sheila, we appreciate you taking the time so much to spend time with us. This means the world
I could
to us.
Stay longer.
But we invite you to come back anytime. Whenever we do it when you don't have a gig. Sometimes we do it on Sunday evening. So, you know, there are times that will fit. You feel free to pop by and give us some update. I think the room would absolutely love your presence in any manner.
I think, John, Sheila just mentioned that Saturday usually she has to work. Maybe we can do it on a Friday or even sometime earlier on a weekday.
We can have special night with Sheila.
Exactly.
Okay? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we will do that. We will be in touch. Sheila, anybody has any final thoughts before she goes?
Yeah, Sheila, you were saying?
No, I was just saying, and hopefully when we do that, the Wi-Fi is better.
Yeah.
Hopefully when you're back, you're back from your holiday in Malaysia. So
I'm looking forward to the in-person everything Sheila Majid.
Oh wow, that will be like.
We'll be in touch, Sheila.
Guys,
thank you very much, Sheila.
Leave you all. Yes. Take care and stay safe.
Love you guys. Love you, Sheila. Thank you for coming, Sheila. Love you.
Wasn't that a fun episode? We hope to see you in our weekly gathering this Sunday night at 10 p.m. To learn how to do so, just go to planetshilamajit.com. Thank you.